This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. I'm happy to support any bill that will make driving safer. And Republican Senator Jeff Wilson, who represents the 19th District, he is from Longview, has proposed a couple of bills to put some teeth into the rules around steering clear of disabled vehicles that are pulled off to the side of the road. And this, unfortunately, was inspired by a terrible accident down in that area back in April, right? What happened?
Well, we had lost a longtime tow truck operator, Arthur Anderson, and then a few months later, we lost another tow truck operator just a few miles down the interstate near Kalama. So really, this summer in southwest Washington has proven to be a very deadly time for tow truck operators.
And these were cars. I know in the April case, a woman who was apparently under the influence of something left the road, hit the car the operator was helping, and killed him and killed the passengers. I mean, that's horrible. So what would your bills do to try to prevent that kind of thing from happening?
Well, the first thing the bill does is recognize that the men and women that provide the necessary tow and recovery services along our roads has an extremely hazardous job, not ever to be taken for granted. And unfortunately, these professionals and, innocent bystanders were killed, as I'd mentioned earlier. And this bill brings awareness to something that's nothing new called the move over, slow down law. And my bill has an educational component that's going to require us to look at ways to re-educate or certify to people that seek a driver's license that they need to understand what this law means. That alone may prevent something just by being aware of one of the laws already on the book.
Yeah. Are you going to put up some signs too? Because I think some people don't even know that the law exists.
Absolutely, Dave. And part of this education bill that I have in the bill is it allows for the state to say, listen, this is an important enough message. Put it up on the reader boards.
Okay.
And in doing so, maybe we can put some permanent signs up as well, too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We have seatbelt signs. At least we used to have seatbelt signs. I think it's very helpful to have, every so often, because the road does get monotonous, it's nice to have a little informative sign saying, by the way, this law exists and you need to follow it. The other thing, though, I don't know if you've noticed this, but maybe it was a pandemic thing because there was so much room on the roads. There's some crazy drivers out there, Senator. They weave around, they completely ignore the speed limit. And I have to say, of all the states where I've traveled, I've seen the fewest troopers here in Washington state. You go to New York, they got speed traps. They got people in the middle of the Catskills. They'll have a guy sitting just beyond the hill ready to stop you if you're doing crazy stuff. And my perception is we don't do that here.
Well, I have to agree with you on that because we have the data to prove it. The last year, our driving behavior has resulted in record fatalities. Our driving has been recorded now these have been the past few most dangerous years on our roadways. It's during a pandemic, which has taken enough of our loved ones from us, the way that we're increasing the fatalities by including the death rate as high just for driving. It's not a good indicator. So we know things are getting more dangerous out there, whether it's a lack of police presence or signage. And I dropped this bill to create awareness to almost introduce something that says, look at me, I've got a blue light. And that's another part of my Senate Bill 5635, which allows blue lights to be used.
On the tow trucks?
Yeah, my bill allows that tow truck operators can have a rear facing, not a front facing blue light, and they can only use that light once they approach or come upon an emergency work zone, which is clearly designed and defined in the law, and they can use that to enter that work and emergency zone. And then most importantly, when they leave, can you imagine when an empty tow truck shows up along the highway and they grab onto a very heavy load, they don't just get back onto the highway and accelerate from 0 to 70 that quick.
Right.
The blue light should provide lots of visual warning for us approaching that scene.
So for the larger problem of irresponsible driving, you'd be okay with assigning more state troopers to patrol the roads. Would you be in favor of using, dare I say, technology? Since we have up here in the Puget Sound region, they're taking pictures of the license plates to toll us. Why don't we detect crazy drivers and capture those license plates and at least send them a letter saying, hey, could you slow down?
You've just given a great idea, too, for future legislation, Mr. Ross. I am all favor of that. I support using modern 21st century methods that are safe methods that we can see and provide a consequence for those that are driving dangerously and put others at risk when they're so-called sharing the road. You got to share the road properly. Don't share the road to scare us to death. Bad drivers need to have a consequence or two.
Republican Senator Jeff Wilson, 19th District. Senator, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Anytime, sir.